It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in prayer today? Father, thank you for the privilege to just call upon your name. What an awesome God that you are. When we look back at history and man and the world, and Lord, all that's going on, there has never been anything which even comes close to equaling you. You are God. You are on the throne. You are our only Savior. You are our only truth. And we bow to you today. I pray for my brothers and sisters by the radio today. God, would you so tender our heart, captivate us. Lord, would you draw us near to you. Father, that we'd simply behold you, look to you, bow to you, worship you, and love you and adore you. What a wonderful Savior that you are. God, you invite us to come boldly to the throne of grace, to bring our burdens to you, and we do that now. God, would you be pleased to just touch each individual today, Father, that's by the radio listening. God, no matter what their need is, would you meet that need, touch that heart, and draw them to you. And Father, above all, would Jesus Christ get all the glory out of all we do, all we think, all that we're even involved in. God, you be praised today. And we'll thank you. Save that soul that's nearest to eternity and get glory. In Jesus' lovely and precious name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. What a blessing it is to be with you again today. And as we look at this old calendar, I'll tell you, we have just about wiped April out. Here it is, the 29th of the month, one more day, and then we'll be breaking into the flowers of May. But today, may we worship the Lord. Now, if you're listening today, can I ask you a question? Do you have the greatest book that has ever been written? What is that, preacher? Why, the Word of God. It's called the Bible, the entire Bible, Old and New Testament. Do you have a copy? If you don't have a copy, would you like to have your own personal Bible? We want you to have a copy. And what I want you to do is to just simply get a pencil and paper ready and lean back, enjoy the rest of the broadcast. But first of all, I want you to listen to a dear saint of God that we've known for years. She's gone on to be with the Lord. And we're playing Sister Linda Camel's tape for the next few weeks, and everybody enjoys them. And what a blessed person that she was, just loved the Lord. And I want you to listen while she sings this old song, When He, Jesus, Was on the Cross. And can I say to you, He did go to that cross for one purpose, you and I. Listen as she sings for us right now.
I'm not on an ego trip. I'm nothing
listen while she sings Until Then. A Savior, and may I say to you, one day He is coming again. Glory to God. I trust the singing was a blessing. For those that need a copy of God's Word, feel free to write to this address, Open Bible Hour, P.O. Box 100, and that's in Roan, R-O-A-N, Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. And I'll repeat that again. Open Bible Hour, P.O. Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Now, if you wish to email, you can. Our email address, Jerry at openbiblehour.org. That's Jerry at openbiblehour.org. Now, let me just say, when you write or when you email either one, be sure that you give us your complete name and your complete address. That's the only way we can get the Bible and the literature back to you. And what will we be sending you? The entire Bible, Old and New Testament, the King James 16 scriptures for our day. We'll send you a short course in Bible knowledge with over 500 scripture references of all the doctrines in the Bible. We'll send you a gospel tract on how you can be saved and know that you're saved. And then a little tract that just simply breaks it down and shows what do Christians believe. We love you. I trust the singing was a blessing. And now, those of you that are listening today locally within driving distance here in Roan Mountain, we'd like to invite you to our services at Victory Baptist Church on the Lord's Day. I think maybe the cold weather, the snow and ice is all maybe gone and over, we hope. And We Sunday school at 10 o'clock, preaching at 11 on Sunday morning, coming back in the afternoon, prayer room at 15 to 6, worship service on Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Then on Wednesday night at 7, we have midweek prayer and Bible study. And we invite you to all these services. Now, for a little bit, we still are having our Bible, VBC Bible Institute. And you're invited to come at 6:30 and study with us if you wish. But classes of the VBC are nearing the end and for this semester. And we appreciate you. Now, if you will, I want you to look with me in the Word of the Lord for our message today. Have you ever seen so much that's going on in our lives today? What is the big ingredient that seems to be missing? Well, our young people are going crazy. Families are going crazy. Our schools, you wonder what's happening. And then even our government. I mean, a man would be crazy to want to be president with all of the governmental trash that's floating around up in Washington right now. I'm glad there's still a few that's got backbones and courage and convictions and standing and doing what's right. And may I say to you, I am for our president 100%. I think that he's trying to bring America back in line, and I'm for him completely. And can I say we need to pray that God's will just simply be done? But what is it in your individual life that you need today? Well, I want you to turn with me to a passage of Scripture in the book of John. Turn with me to chapter 14, and I want you to look at verse number 19 with me. Well, verse 18 said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. But verse 19, listen to the weight of this scripture. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Why? Because I live, ye shall live also. Think of that verse of Scripture. Because I live, ye shall live also. Christ died. But can I say to you, praise the Lord, according to the Scripture, he rose again. According to what? Scripture, God's precious word. May I say the Bible's the most important, the most powerful book in the world today. And the devil wants to get rid of the Bible. Because if we can get rid of the Bible, we've kicked the Bible out of school. We've kicked prayer out of school. We've kicked marriage out of school. Hey, now we're filling our schools up with signs and children carrying guns and teachers don't know what to do. And our young people, instead of studying, they've got to have a sign and go out in the streets and parade. What a world we're in. But what is it that we need? We need the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. Can I share some scripture with you? In the book of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Can I say this to you? Jesus Christ is the source of our life. You can't make it without him. In this world, God has so created man in his own likeness and his own image. And can I say to you, the devil makes you want to look like a trash pile of his, a garbage can that he has. He doesn't want you to resemble anything that's about Christ. But Christ is the very source of our life. Listen to what Paul said. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Folks, when you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, can I say to you that he is your life. He's your source of life. Oh, may we yield ourselves to him. He's the very, what does it mean to be the source of life? Apart from that source, there is nothing. we're looking to education, we're looking to government, we're looking to everything else. Jesus Christ should be our life. And then I like what John said in chapter 6 and verse 51. Christ is the very sustenance of our life. Listen to what John said. I am the living bread. Here's Jesus speaking. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. What bread is he talking about? Nothing but the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving him by simple faith. You that are saved today experience that. As a little 12-year-old boy, I did not know God, I did not know Christ, I did not know the Bible, but the Holy Spirit of God convicted my heart, I bowed, and by faith I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. Did I have a faith? No. He gave me his faith to trust him with. Hallelujah. By the faith of the Son of God. So he became my very sustenance of life. He is our source of life. Hallelujah. With Christ, we can live. Apart from him, it is a simple disaster and a mock of life. In the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 3, the Holy Spirit had Paul to pen this, that Christ is the security of our life. You know what amazes me? Listen to the scripture. For you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. You're dead, and your life is hid. Well, where did it hide? With Christ in God. Well, who's bigger than God? Nobody. Who's greater than Christ? Nobody. Hallelujah. You know what it is? Christ is the security of our life. Every day anymore, I get mail, one letter after another. Fill out this report about your Social Security, how that it's going to be taken away from you, and it's going to be destroyed, and send a love offering and all of this, and they want to scare you to death that you're going to lose your Social Security. Well, what if you do? Are we not God's children? Sure, we've put our belongings, our security, we've paid our Social Security in, and what's our government doing? Why, they take it and buy it. They take it and use it any time and any way that they want to. Do they care about you and I? No, my friend. But are they going to take care of our security? No. But how about God? Christ is the security of our life. We are secure in him. We're hid in Christ. And where is Christ? In God. Why? Because he's absolutely God. Oh, what a Savior is he. What a Lord we have. What a lover of our soul he is. Christ, our life. Can I ask you a question? Is Jesus Christ your life? People call me all the time. Problem after problem after problem. Children that have gone out into the world. Mothers that have left their babies and their homes and their husband and throwing their lives away. Young men that have just simply give up and thrown their lives away. And families being destroyed one after another. Why? Without Christ, their life is a disaster. But with Christ, he is our life. Glory to God. Can I share another scripture? Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Christ is the strength of our life. Oh, many times we get weak, but listen to what the Bible says. I can do all things through what? Christ, which strengtheneth me. John comes in chapter 15 and verse 5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Apart from me, apart from Christ, ye can do nothing. Christ is the strength of our life. Many young people today, many couples, they're getting doped up. On their dope, their heads are spinning, their lives are about, I mean, hey, they're all to pieces. They can't work, they can't get out of bed, they can't walk, they stagger around. What's going on? Why? Hey, the medicine, the dope, and the drinking, and all that's going on in the world. And where's Christ? Christ is the strength of our life. A gentleman came in the other day, and I was sitting there, and he said, Preacher, said, how old are you now? And I told him, I said, I'm 79 years young. And he said, my, you don't look it. And I said, well, most of the time I don't even feel like I'm 79. In fact, I've stopped getting old. I'm getting younger now. I mean, think younger. Why? Why, God wakes me up of the morning. I'm able to eat. I'm able to rest. I'm able to sleep. I'm enjoying life. I'm still able to breathe. I'm still able to participate in work. God is good. Why? Christ, our life. Oh, let Him have complete control in your life. He's the strength of our life. And then Paul writes in the book of Philippians in chapter 1 and verse 20 and verse 21, Christ should be the object of our life. What is it that you're centered on and looking for? Listen to what Paul said. Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be life or death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Tell me something. What is the very object of your life? It should be Christ. For me to live, it's going to be for Christ. For me to die, it's for Christ. Hallelujah. It's all about Him. Oh, it's not about success. It's not about failure. It's about Christ. There is no failure in Christ. Praise God. He is our source of life. He's our sustenance of our life. He's the security of our life. He's the very strength of our life. He's the object of our life. And oh, my soul, may we simply look to Him and yield to Him and love Him. I like what Paul writes in Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 5, that Christ is the pattern of our life. What are you patterning your life after? What does it mean to pattern your life? He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, Matthew writes this in chapter 11, verse 29. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Boy, the attitude that's in the world today, the mind that's in the world today, listen to the music of the world today. Look at the commercials and even the programs that's in any day. No matter what it is, whether it's the news or whatever it is, may I say to you, this world has left Jesus Christ out. But may we take Him as the pattern that we're going to go by, that we're going to live by. And then, can I say in Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 4, Christ is the crown of our life. Hallelujah. After this life is over, listen to this. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Have you trusted Him as your Savior? If not, would you trust Him today? Would you just bow right where you're at and say, Jesus, would you come into my heart and would you save me? Oh, give your life to him. I tell these preacher boys in our little Bible college, when we talk to them about enrolling, I simply say, give yourself to the Lord. Give yourself to the Word of God. Let that Bible be the center. Let it be the one thing that you're going to live and you're going to look at and you're going to apply to your life. Why? The Word of God, Jesus, in the beginning was the Word. He is the Word. That Bible is the Word. And may I say to you, that Bible is Jesus Christ. Do you have him hidden away in your heart? Do you know him as your Savior? If not, would you bow to him today and say, Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.